Today, a Marine Board of Investigation began interviewing the four men who survived last week's sinking of the fishing vessel Katmai in the Aleutians. Seven crew members were lost. Five bodies were recovered. The cause of the sinking is not clear. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The Katmai's captain, Henry Blake III, told the board their chief engineer thought he had the problem under control right up until they abandoned ship. It was foul weather with snow and rain blowing at 80 knots. And the steering was gone, apparently because the controls were flooded due to an open lazarette in the back part of the boat. The stern of the Katmai was a bad place to be in that kind of weather, frequently awash in the waves. But the engineer, Bob Davis, got to the lazarette, shut it, and reported he was pumping it out. He then reported there was water below, in the engine room, but not that much. Up at the helm, Blake was seeing the bilge alarm going off. Within 15 minutes, it was clear it was time to get off the boat. The crew put its survival suits on and began getting the Katmai's two life rafts ready. Bob Davis, Blake said, will never get to tell his story.
The last thing I said to Bob, he was headed back down to the engine room. I said, Bob, suit up. He gave me the one-minute signal and went down to the engine room. We had a suit pulled out for him in the house, but I don't know if he ever got it on.
The boat was listing increasingly to the port, her left side. Blake said it acted as if it still wanted to right itself. Then it veered to port and the engines kicked in. It rolled over to the other side and continued to roll. It was going down. Blake says there was no way that the amount of water in the flooded lazarette could have flooded the engine room to that degree, and he's still trying to figure out how so much water got into the Katmai.
Yesterday morning I spent some time with Mike and Marty just going over the diagrams to try and understand how it went from water in the lazarette to the engine room and that kind of volume in that amount of time. And I mean, there's the watertight bulkheads and the doors. There's the door to the factory. There's the door between the factory and the engine room. I had reports that all of them were secured.
Blake remembers deploying one of the life rafts with six other crew members. He's not sure if the rest of the crew was successful in getting the other one deployed. He does know that one of the crew members in his life raft, Josh Leonguerrero, ripped a hole in a survival suit and later was lost when the waves rolled the life raft.
The raft was full of water all the way. And then a big one came and it rolled the raft several times. We'd taken some big ones before that, but it would fold the raft up and maybe bump you into some other guys and all that. But then a big one came and it rolled the raft several times. And when I came, I was kind of tangled underneath the raft there. And when I came back out from under the raft, there was three guys left and that was it. And we had nothing. There was no canopy. There was no survival equipment. Josh was gone. Cedric was gone.
Blake's memory is hazy about what became of another crew member, Carlos Zabala, but the raft rolled numerous times as they waited the 18 hours until they were rescued. Zabala, along with Bob Davis, is still missing. Found dead were Leon Guerrero, Cedric Smith, Jake Gilman, and Glenn Harper. Still to tell their stories to the board, along with Smith, are Adam Foster, Guy Schroeder, and Harold Appling. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.